Right. So today we're going deep on something a little different.
Okay.
Gym signs.
Interesting.
And not like the,
Yeah.
wipe down the equipment ones,
Right.
but the more like motivational,
Yeah.
amusing, and sometimes kind of judgy ones.
Oh yeah, those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at this article called
Yeah.
Signs at the Gym. Who's slang and who's just there for selfies?
Oh wow.
I know.
Interesting title.
Right. It's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
But it really got me thinking about like what these signs say about gym culture like as a whole.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting how these signs, they're kind of intended to, boost our workout,
Right.
but they can actually reveal a lot about some of those underlying pressures and anxieties that come with fitness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so like when I was prepping for this,
Okay.
I came across this one that said, "Sweat is your fat crying."
Oh, wow.
Like it's funny,
Yeah.
but also like
It
kind of
is.
harsh.
Yeah, a little bit. You
Yeah.
know, it's definitely
Yeah, right.
like a more aggressive approach,
Yeah.
almost like a tough love kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that it really plays on this idea of
Yeah.
personifying fat,
Uh-huh.
right? And framing sweat
Right.
as like a positive outcome, almost like a battle cry for weight loss.
Yeah.
And for some people, you know that that kind of framing might be really motivating.
Totally. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have signs like,
Yeah.
sorry for what I said when I was doing burpees,
Oh, yeah.
which is just like
Yeah.
pure
Yeah.
relatable humor.
It's just funny.
Right.
And that's the point,
Right.
right?
Exactly.
It's like creating a sense of camaraderie, this shared understanding of the struggle. It's almost like the signs are acknowledging, yeah, exercise can be tough, but like we're all in this together.
Exactly. So it's not all about
Right.
like pushing people to their limits.
Not necessarily. You
Yeah.
see different signs really target different
Oh,
mindsets.
interesting.
Right. Think
Yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
yeah.
Like the power lifters
Okay.
versus the cardio enthusiasts,
Yeah.
or even like the occasional selfie taker, you
Yeah.
know?
Wow.
Signs like pain is weakness, leaving the body
Wowie.
might resonate more with someone
Okay.
who's focused on pushing their like physical boundaries, you
Yeah.
know?
Wow.
That kind of messaging taps into the psychological principle called reframing,
Okay.
where a negative experience like pain
Right.
is presented as something positive.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
And it can be incredibly powerful
Yeah.
for certain personality
So
types.
those signs aren't just like catchy
Exactly.
phrases. There's like
Yeah.
a real strategy behind them.
Absolutely.
Wow.
There's this whole layer of psychology at
Yeah.
play.
That's so cool.
Right. Think about the use of like strong verbs,
Yeah.
vivid imagery,
Yeah.
crush your goals.
Right. Unleash the beast.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Unleash your inner beast.
Yeah.
They evoke these emotional responses
Yeah.
and they tap into ideas of
Yeah.
competition and self-improvement.
Right.
Some of them even use a bit of like fear-mongering, like
Yeah.
skip a workout, gain a donut,
Oh, God. Yeah.
which plays on our anxieties about weight gain.
Exactly. It's like
Exactly.
they're trying to manipulate our behavior a little,
In a way, yeah.
but like for our own good.
For our own good, right. They're using
Yeah.
language to influence our actions,
Right.
whether it's to push harder, come back more often,
Yeah.
or even just like feel a certain way
Yeah.
about ourselves. And that's where things get really interesting
Right.
because what motivates one person
Totally.
might completely demotivate another.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, have you ever seen a sign that made you just like
Oh, yeah.
roll your eyes?
All the time.
Like one that really resonated with you?
You know what's funny? The ones that stick with me the most are usually the humorous ones.
Okay.
They just remind me to like not take things too seriously, you know,
Yeah.
find the joy in the process
Wow.
because ultimately, like
Yeah.
a positive mindset can be just as important as physical strength.
I love that. Okay, so like
Yeah,
what can
man.
we take away from this
Vibe.
whole conversation about gym signs?
Well, I think it really boils down to this.
Okay.
The gym is like a
Yeah.
microcosm of our larger relationship with fitness.
Okay.
It's a space with like diverse motivations,
Yeah.
goals, and anxieties. And these signs, whether intentionally or not, really reflect those
Yeah,
complexities.
they're more than just like decorations. They're like
Right.
a window into our fitness culture.
Exactly.
The good, the bad, and the
The
sweatier.
good, the bad, and the sweaty. Yeah.
All right, well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave you all with one final thought.
Okay.
What do you want your gym experience to be about?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. What messages resonate with you, and what messages make you question your own fitness journey? So next time you're at the gym,
yeah,
take a second to look around. Yeah. What are those signs really telling you?
Good question.
Not just about the gym, but about yourself.
That's a great point.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, and we'll see you all next time.
Yeah, this was fun.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
What?